Okay, Rabbi Isai, today we will try to finish this complicated sugya. Okay, so Chazoras HaDvarim here we had was Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. If you hold Mechashon me avoida la avoida, Rav Yechanan was of the view that Mechashon me avoida la avoida. So according to Rav Yechanan, any kavana that you have during one avoida about another avoida is effective to make the korban puzzle. He learned it out of Pigel, right? The Gemara goes back and forth. Ultimately, the Gemara brings down a kavachoymer from Rav Ashi. So there really are two sources. Both of them are very difficult. One source we learned it is from Pigel, that by Pigel we see the whole nature of Pigel is mechashon me'avoida la'avoida. You're shechting and you're having in mind that you can do the zrika or the achila. You're having in mind something else, and that's effective in the pasles of the carbon. So that's one limud. According to that limud, number one, the difficulty is that by Pigel, the machshava is not about a machshava. The machshava is about a maisa. We spoke about this 2 weeks ago, right? By pigul, you're thinking about what you're going to do. You're not thinking about what you're going to think. If you'd be thinking about what you're going to think, it wouldn't do anything. So what's the dimin? If somebody would check the carbon now and think that he's going to think about zrika shaloi bim koymoi, or think about zrika shaloi lishmoi, that wouldn't be effective. By the pigul. So pigul is always you're thinking about a maisa. So stama say, what's the dimyan? Additionally, and this already is raised by the Sfas Emes, pigul is only where something mamish becomes possible. Shalei Lishmo doesn't, except for Chatas and Pesach, the korban doesn't become possible. So another reason you shouldn't be able to learn from pigul. Pigul is where you're having a machshava which ultimately passes the korban. Pigul is machshav apeselis. How could you learn from there to shalei lishma where the carbon is kosher? The Sfas Emes actually uses this line of thinking, and he says that according to this tzad of the Gemara that you learn from Pigul, it would only pasel chatos and pesach. Meaning that even according to Rav Yochanan, the machashvin me avoid la avoid the zok to Sfas Emes, it would only be by pesach and chatos. Tremendous chiddush. What? Oil l'shem chayvah, it's ineffective. That's what Sfas Emes says. Sfas Emes wants to say a chiddush din, that according to this part of the Gemara that we're learning from Pigel, you can only learn from Machshava Apeselis. And therefore, all kachim, even Rav Yochanan would agree, ein b'chashim me'avoid l'avoid. Now that, first of all, it's a whopper of a chiddush, because the Gemara says stoma. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yechanan, Mechashon me'avoida la'avoida. There's a girsa like that in Arashi and Chul, which the Tzayin Kedoshim deals with, but the pashtus of the Gemara is that Mechashon me'avoida la'avoida is everywhere. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it's everywhere. So that's a huge chiddush, according to what he's learning. And another L'chayrat Pella would be, so what's the Sfas Emes saying? In fact, if you learn it from Pigel, then it has to be like Pigel. Only by a Machshav HaPeselos. So now let's go to Avodah Zarah. By Avodah Zarah, there's no Machshav HaPeselos. There's no din by Avodah Zarah, Machshav HaPeselos. There's no din of Lishma by Avodah Zarah. So how does the Gemara make a Machashon me Avodah La'Avodah? The Gemara then says, for Ozu, how's the Gemara continue here? For Ozu L'Tamaya, right? The Gemara brings down, for Ozu L'Tamayu, and the Ozdul L'Tamayu of the Gemara is L'Gabi Avodah Zarah. The Itmar, the top of Yud Amud Aleph, Hashecha Be'im Amanas L'Zrik Domal Avodah Zarah, Zok the Gemara, Rav Yechanan holds its possible. It's Asura, the Be'im is Asura. Mechashon me'avodah l'avodah y'afid l'chutz mipnim, we learn from Pigel. And Rish Lakish says, Muteras, Ein mechashon me'avodah l'avodah v'lo y'afid l'chutz mipnim. Right? So again, going with the Sfas Emes' approach, that if you learn from Pigul, you can only learn Machshava Peselis. And that's why it'd only be by Pesach and Chatas. By other Kachim, there wouldn't be such a halach. Because other Kachim is not Machshava Peselis. So how could you learn Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah doesn't have the whole concept of Lishma. So what's Machashim Ne'avod L'Avod about Avodah Zarah? Doesn't even exist. Right? No, but the mice wasn't Avodah Zarah. But that's the question. If you can only learn, Svasemis is saying the Machshava only becomes the Maisa if it has a model of Psul. That's why by Pesach and Chatos, it'll make it possible because there's such a model. But Mashenkin by Shaar Kodshim, where there is no such a model, in other words, according to the Svasemis, we don't make an automatic connection to Pigul, Machashim Ne'avod L'Avod. No. It's only by something that matches Pigul, that has equivalencies to Pigul. And therefore, Pesach and Chatas, which passel the carbon, so then you can make an equivalency to Pigul. So the equivalency is not the Machashim Ne'avod L'Avodah, the equivalency is the Psul. So if that's the case by Avodah Zarah, where the whole Musik doesn't exist, it's further divorced than Shaar Kodshim. Svasemis is saying that by Shaar Kodshim, is a machashim l'avod l'avodah. What does that mean? Exactly what Zev was saying. It doesn't connect to the ma'aseh. By Shaar Kodshim, if you shecht an oilah, right, l'shem l'zroig doma l'shlamim, that whole thought process we don't focus on. It's as though you shechted it l'shem oilah. Why? Because it doesn't have the same model of pigul of machshav apeselas. Okay? Neither does Avodah Zarah. So Mela by Avodah Zarah, it should make it. Now this, all I'm saying is, the Sfasemes really broadens and strengthens the question that we had, which is, Zrika L'Shem Avodah Zarah, according to most Rishonim, doesn't pass the meat. That means if somebody shechted a behema, right, L'Avodah Zarah, L'Shem Avodah Zarah, and then he took the blood and he spritzed it L'Avodah Zarah. Most of the Rishonim hold only the blood is us. The animal itself is the meat of the animal's muta. Right? No, I'm not talking about I'm talking about not Machashim Avodah. I'm talking about actually happened. See, Rashi stresses by us, the Loizar Kalava Dezara. Rashi is stressing by us that if you hold Machashim Avodah, even though you didn't spritz the blood for Avodah Zarah, you just shechted the animal, L'Shem Chulin. At that time, you were thinking, I'm going to spritz the blood of Avodah Zarah. Then you didn't do it at the end. So if Rav Yechanan says it's Asur, because Mechashim me Avodah Zarah, therefore it's possible. Reish Lakish holds the animal's mutter, because ain't Mechashim me Avodah Zarah. So the Kasha is, what do you mean, according to Rav Yishayim, even if you actually spritz the blood of Avodah Zarah, not by Mechashim me Avodah Zarah, you shechted the behemel l'shem chulin, and then you went and took all the blood, and spritzed it l'shem Avodah Zarah. The blood is asur, but the meat is mutter. Shechitas chulin? We're talking about a shoychet l'shem Avodah Zarah. He takes a regular shlachtos. The shoychet pulls out his sakin, and he shechs the behema l'shem chulin, kosher v'yasher, and then he gets this crazy thought, he takes the blood, he starts spritzing it for Avodah Zarah. So the halacha is, according to Rav the Rishonim, right? The blood is asur, als takrevis Avodah Zarah, the meat. The zrika doesn't affect the meat. So we asked, this we already asked 2 weeks ago. So how in the world is Mechashim Avodah Zarah to make it possible? The Rambam says it's ki luzorka. Even if you'd actually spritzed it, it would be asur the meat. The Rambam says, the reason why Mechashim Avodah Zarah is we look at it as though you spritzed it. Fine. Let's take worst case scenario, you spritzed it, L'Avodah Zarah. The meat would still be mutter. So what's the Azda L'Tamayu? Right? What I'm saying is, the Sfasemes makes our question, that question that we were asking, much stronger. Because Sfasemes is saying that we can only, if we're learning from Pigul, we can only make a Mechashim Avodah L'Avodah. If we have a model, we have such a model of Paslos of Machshava. Like Pigul. But Oilon and Shlomim, which don't have the model of Pigul, they're already too far away to be able to learn from Bigel. So Behemoth Chulin, you could learn from Bigel. All I'm saying is it makes it even more difficult. But I do want to bring one point. Clearly, from reading our sugya, it sounds like Mechashem Avod L'Avod is a huge umbrella. According to Rav Yochanan, it always works. By all Karbanas, by Avod Zorah, always. The Gemara says it's Tzricha, you need it, because each one has a Chiddush. But really, it's conclusion of the Gemara is, according to Rav Yochanan, Mechashem Avod L'Avod is always. And according to Rish Lakish, is always a Mechashem Avod L'Avod. That's the simple reading of our Gemara, but again, it's hard to make sense of it. It's hard to make sense of what's going on. Yeah, I'm sorry, what was it?
So, could we
take
a diet that says the Alfinan, not the Lam, say that we're using conceptualization of people, but not a clear agreement, so that would take us away from our problem. Should we say that we're just using the model of
it still doesn't take care of our, the problem that we just said doesn't take care of. Because the forgetting Pigul for a moment, the Rambam says that when you have Mechashem Avod L'Avodah, it's as though you actually did the Zrika. So we're asking, it's as though, that's what the Rambam says. That's the bottom line why it's possible it's as though. So I'm saying is, if you actually had the Zrika, it would still be kosher. Yalfinim alamdim is the same word. Same word.
One is a deduction, one is a driver.
They both mean the same thing. In other words, if you said Yalfinim, you could translate it as malamdim. If you said malamdim, you could translate it as Yalfinim. They're not different descriptions. Okay. So that's the step one of the Gemara, which is very difficult. Step two of the Gemara is the Gemara says trichy, because you wouldn't know to learn panim. It's more mistaver to learn by kachim from pigul than to learn from something avadazara. Fine. Then the Gemara goes and says, brings a kavuchim. Kavuchim also we couldn't make any heads or tails of it. The Gemara says ma b'mokim shema mareini sheichu tzis mane kachim mokim shema mareini sheichu shelo lishmai. Gemara says, if a guy would check the carbon, he would say, I already shech it, shalay l'shmai, it's possible. Still, mameila is ain a din. So in other words, if you go to the shim omar, any shech it, chutz l'zmana, you kosher. Right? If he said, I'm shechting it, chutz l'zmana, going to pigul. Somebody check the carbon on Sunday, right? Or he's shechting a carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach. And he says, I'm shechting the carbon Pesach after Pesach. Carbon's kosher, obviously. Right? Even though he's thinking that he's shechting it after Pesach. It's kosher. And then Mokim Shomar, Zachtigmo, Mokim Shomar, and he's shechet shalo lishmoi, posel. So in other words, the Gemara now wants to make a kavachomer, basically, that may avoid the lavoid is better than the avoid itself. Stam a Rafi Sigra. Mam is Rafi Sigra to Gemara. The Gemara want, basically, the Gemara's Kabbalchimer is not only is Avoid and Lavoid a work, but Avoid and Lavoid is better than Avoid itself. Because if you went ahead and you said, I'm Shechting the Korban Pesach, it's Erev Pesach now, you're Shechting the Korban Pesach now. Say, I'm Shechting it after Pesach. That wouldn't make the Korban possible. Right? Yet! If you said, I'm shechting the Korban Pesach today to spritz the blood tomorrow, it wouldn't make it possible. So you see, basically, that's the Kavachim in the Gemara. So you see, Avoid al Avoid is even more worse than Avoid itself. Right? So what's a kasha? Reality check, hello. Reality check. Of course, if you're shechting a behemah Erev Pesach and you say, I'm shechting it after Pesach, that doesn't pass all the carbon because it's not true. The reality is not there. The Gemara wants to use now, because that's basically, I mean, the Kal V'chomer is a little confusing, but if you have to just put it into one sentence, what's the Gemara? The Gemara is saying, Me Avoida La Avoida is better, is stronger than Avoida itself. Forgetting how do you make sense of that in your head? That a Kavana, a bad Kavana that relates to what you're doing is not as bad as a bad Kavana you have about something you're not doing. Try to make seichel out of that. Right? That would be like a person has kavana when they're not writing the Sefer Torah Shelo Lishma is worse than if they have kavana while they're writing the Sefer Torah Shelo Lishma. Forgetting anything else, try to make sense of that in your head, that how that would make sense. Basically, if a guy's writing a Sefer Torah and he has a mind Shelo Lishem Sefer Torah, that's not as bad as somebody having a kavana when they're writing a Sefer Torah that they can do something later Shelo Lishma. That's worse. Elamai by Pigul, that's the way it works? Yes. Because by Pigul, you're working against the reality. Pigul, it's the only way you can have a Machshevas Pigul. B'metzias is where you're thinking about what you're going to do. Because when you're talking about a time, so the time is what it is. If you're shechting it now, this is what it is. Right? So obviously you're not thinking I'm shechting at a different time because this is the time. It is what it is. Truth is by me, it's not a kasha. Right? The time is the time. Yeah, the time is the time. So the Chumash is a pell in the Gemara. The only problem the Gemara has is a side problem. That Shalom Chutzl's Mana is chorus. It's more, but otherwise everything is gevalik. The Gemara is going with the concept that Shaloi Lishma is worse when it's me avoid or avoid. Kamza machlokes v'yichu ishlo kishmina kotze la kotze. Right? Rav Yochanan holds that not that mechash me avoid or avoid also works to make it possible. Mechash me avoid or avoid is the premier Shaloi Lishma. That's the ultimate Shaloi Lishma. Very, very difficult. So the mask of the Rav by Loi. But it's the same line of reasoning. So with that, the Gemara is happy. A guy shechts a carbon now, having in mind that he's shechting it somewhere else. So basically, he's shechting kotche kotche. Shechitosun batzofen. He has in mind, while he's shechting the korban, that he's bedar. Right? So he's standing betzfoin azora. He's shechting the korban in the right place. And he has in mind, I'm not in the tzofen, I'm on the door. Okay, so it's kosher. Yeah, it's kosher because he's on the tzofen. He says, I'm in the door. Maybe he's not in the door. It's no different guy shechts a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. And he has in mind that he's outside the Beis HaMikdash. He's not Chayiv Koros for Shechut Echutz. Because he's in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, that Kal V'chomer the Gemara is happy with. The Gemara says, that's good. Mokum Shomar when he shechut shalom shmoy shu posel. Shechut ha-masu v'gdom shalom shmoy and it didn't shechut posel. Anyway. Zokter Ravelu Silur Shlokesh Loi. Says he can't really learn this from this. Anyway, so the Gemara Lamaisa says, I'm sorry, Ravashi comes. Ravashi says, no. Ravashi's not happy with this either. Ravashi says, Ravashi brings a Kal V'chomer, a new Kal V'chomer. Ravashi's Kal V'chomer is like this. Mask Ravashi Malachut Zum Khomer, Neg B'chol Azvachem. Shalom Shema is only Neg B'Pesach V'chatas. Tzfasam is his Kasha. Elam Ravashi, Yochi Koma. Ma mokum shemar menishel l'shem pleni shu kosher l'zvegdom ishul l'shem pleni posel mok sheni ba shechel l'shem l'shmoi shachti yam nasa l'zvegdom ishul l'shmoi din shiye posel kal v'chomer from Shini Bailam. Shini Bailam only works by Zrika, right? Shini Bailam only works by Zrika. So you shechti the carbon amanasta, you're going to spritz the blood for the wrong Bailam, makes the carbon posel. Surely, so, Mashaykin, if you shechted it, Shalom L'Shem Bailam, it's kosher. So surely, in a case where if you had a mind, Shalom L'Shem by the Shechit, it makes it possible, of course, may avoid the law, avoid it with the Chabi Pas. Again, going with this somehow, this idea that having kavana about something you're going to do by another avodah is worse than, and that's the problem with the whole shlav beis of the sugya. Shlav aleph of the sugya we have is learning it from Pigel. That's shlav aleph of the sugya. That we have all the challenges of how we understand that. And the shlav beis of the sugya is bringing in different kal v'chomers and svaras why mechashav me'avodah l'avodah is worse than being mechashav on the avodah itself, which somehow seems to be a short circuit to understand that. How does that follow through that mechashav avodah l'avodah will be worse than mechashav me'avodah itself? Ultimately, that's what the Gemara is saying, according to Rav Ashi. The Rambam l'maisa ignores our entire sugya. And the Rambam in Psulei Mukdashim, when he brings this halacha l'maisa, the Rambam actually holds that the limud is a svara. And this is what we were going into when I was talking last week. I don't know how clear it came through, but the Rambam, when he brings in our sugya, he ignores both limudim of the sugya. The Gemara either learned it from a kal v'chomer, or the Gemara learned it from Pigel. There was no part of the Gemara where the Gemara said this was a svara. That was never said in the Gemara. Either was learned from a kal v'chomer, from the maskana of the Gemara, or was learned from Pigel, the havamin of the Gemara. Not the havamin, the first side of the Gemara. The Rambam comes in perek tesvav, halacha yud. So the Rambam shachtu l'shmo v'chishe b'shazrike b'shchit l'hizrek domo shalal l'shmo. Harezeh psula. Because we paskin mechashvim me'avodah l'avodah. Now, if the Rambam would end there, so the Rambam is just saying, I pass like Rabbi Yechonon. Okay, for whatever reason. It could be like the first tzad, it could be like the second tzad, it could be any tzad. The Rambam doesn't end there. The Rambam says, v'zeis ha-machshavo shechishev v'shashchite kilu chashavo v'shashrike. The Rambam gives us a svara. This machshava that you're having at the time of the shechita, it's as though you were having it at the time of the zrika. And therefore it's possible. Therefore it's possible. That's the Rambam. So, the first thing that stands out in the Rambam is he ignores our Gemara. Paskin's like a Be'echanan. In that regard, he goes like our Gemara. Paskin's like a Be'echanan. But at the same time, he ignores all the reasons, the whole shock of attire of the Gemara, from the beginning to the end of the sugya. He ignores the whole Gemara, and he gives his own, it's a svaga, it's kilu. Very strange. We'll see where he got it from. But it's very strange that he ignores our Gemara. So the Keren Ayra goes through the possibilities of why the Rambam had to ignore our Gemara. Why he couldn't learn from Pigel, and because of the pircha that there was on that, and he couldn't learn from Rav Ashi, because the Rambam Grada holds that Shini Bailam passes in all Dalar Avodas, not only by Zrika. So the Rambam was left in the cold, so the Rambam had to come up with his own, we'll see where the Rambam got it from, the Rambam had to come with his own Mahalik. But Echshi, the Rambam ignores our Gemara. Now, in Hilchus Avod, in his Shchita, when he brings out the din of Mechashem Avod L'Avodah by Avodah Zorah, there, L'chora, we would say, there the Rambam is in good shape. The Rambam is in great shape, because we didn't understand the analogy to Pigel. We didn't know what was going on there by Avodah Zorah. Because by Avodah Zorah, there's no din of Mechashem HaPeselos like Pigel. Zrika doesn't necessarily ask for the meat. We didn't see how they match up. Mechashav me'avod l'avod of Pigel, Tavod Azorah. So the Rambam would be very geschmack if the Rambam would have just said, by Avod Azorah, it's also a svar. Over there, the Rambam becomes traditional. There, the Rambam brings our Gemara. So the Rambam in Uchash Shchita, this is perfect base, Allah HaTazvav, HaSheikhet Be'emel is like Domo La'akum, Oy La'akhtu Chalov La'akum, Harezu asuva, the animal becomes awesome. Shelemeide machshava b'chutz b'chulin, mi machshavas kochim b'fnim. So also by Avodah Zorah, the Rambam uses the Gemara. We learn machashu mi Avodah Zorah from Pigel. There we b'chlau konon. The Gemara itself said that we need the machloikas in both sugyas, because even if you hold machashim avodah by kotshim hechtes, you'd say by even if you hold, you could learn pigul to teach us by kotshim. Who says you could learn avodah zarah from pigul? Kotshim and pigul are in the same mishpacha, right? So the Rambam by kotshim, he learns a mitzvah, not from pigul. By avodah zarah, zokter yafinu machshav eschutz machshav espnim. And just like by machshavas pnim and asers, who had been by avodah zarah? That's his maskan. Okay. And then we had that very, very difficult sugya in Sanhedrin, which wasn't the type of sugya to go over on the phone. We tried, but I imagine that the Olam had some difficulty. But we had the sugya in Sanhedrin. And the sugya in Sanhedrin also seems to be a hepach tesvare. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Sheikh Damlas Lizak Dimal Avadazoha. So clearly it's a machlok zebech Rish Lakish. Rav Yechanan holds it's Aser. Rish Lakish holds it's Mutter. Rav Yechanan holds Aser Machashim Avad Lavoida. So it's as though you shechted it. The machshava that you had for Zrika is like it's here now. Rish Lakish holds not, but the Gemara says that Moide Rav Yechanan is Moide. Right? First of all, Moedir is Lakish, Behem Atzma, the Behem is Kosher. Still, Mikol Mokum, Gavras, Chayiv Nisa. Midya Mishtach Velaha. So the Gemara comes out that although Rish Lakish holds the animals Kosher, you're still Chayiv for worshipping Avodah Zarah. So it's a Pella. Do you go by the Machshav of later or not? Well, even though Rish Lakish holds the animals Mutter, because we don't go by Machshav you're thinking about later. You're still chayiv misa for worship, for doing avodah zarah. Rav Yechanan, who holds machashvin me'avod la'avoda, so he holds machshav avodah zarah is here. He holds potter. Umoide Rav Yechanan that even though beim is asura mikomokam gavul av makatolo. Okay. Rav Yechanan is completely a plea. From beginning to end is a plea. Because Rish Lakish, we could at least... If the Gemara would have just said that Rish Lakish holds the animal's mutter, he still holds that you're chayiv, we'd be able to explain it. We'd be able to say, well, mitzad the gavra, just tell you loosely, mitzad the gavra, you still have kavona about avodah zarah. So you're still thinking about avodah zarah while you were shechting the animal. You were thinking about avodah zarah. You had in mind that you're going to spritz the blood for avodah zarah, which means your mindset was avodah zarah. You were thinking avodah zarah. That's enough to be chayiv.
I walk down the street thinking avodah zarah, chayiv.
No, what I'm saying is like this: if somebody's thinking about avodah zarah while he's doing an avodah, he wasn't stam thinking avodah zarah walking down the street. First of all, the Gemara in Kiddushin Gradus says machshava kamaisa be'avodah zarah. You're chayiv misa, but it's machshava. Rather, normally we say machshava is not kamaisa. Machshava, the Gemara says in Kiddushin by avodah zarah, machshava or kamaisa, because avodah zarah is machshava. But here it's better. Here the Gemara is saying, Rish Lakish holds since lamaisa you're in the middle of doing an avodah, and while you're doing an avodah, you're thinking avodah zarah. Good. Vot megi ken fashtein, right? We would be able to understand if the Gemara ended over there. But the Gemara is clearly saying that it's the opposite. The Gemara is saying is that Rish Lakish's kula turns into a chumrah. Rish Lakish's kula that holds ein mechashim me'avod la'avodah. That lands you a chumrah that you chayif avodah zarah. And Rav Yechanan's chumrah, Rav Yechanan holds mechashim me'avod la'avodah, and the meat is taka osur, that lands you a kula that you potter from Misa. But it seems to be even hapachu. It seems to be purim tzayich. So, I'll tell you what I'm thinking to explain the sugya, to get some clarity in the sugya, is that we already discussed many times from the beginning of the Masechta the question of the Briskerov versus Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, the whole shaila of how to learn Shalei Lishma, right? So we really had two models how to learn Shalom Lishma. One was the model of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav's model is that by Kodshim there's a machshava haposelos. In other words, it's unique. Normally, Shalom Lishma, let's say tzitzis, or tefillin, or sefer Torah. When we talk about Shalom Lishma by mitzvahs, right? So normally, you're not talking about a negative, you're talking about the lack of a positive. So in other words, you don't have the Lishma. Tefillin needs L'shem Tefillin. Sefer Torah needs L'shem Sefer Torah. Tzitzis need L'shem Tzitzis. If you have in mind, L'shem, really, in other words, Tzitzis L'shem of a Dezorah is not much different, or Tzitzis L'shem Chazer is not different than Tzitzis L'shem Paroiches. It's that you don't have L'shem Tzitzis. So the way we understand Shaloi L'shema by mitzvahs, normally, is not by the fact that you have a problem, you have a machshava that's a problem, it's the absence. You're missing a machshava. By kachim, these are the two ways to understand. When we talk about Shaloi L'shema by kachim, whether we're talking about Shar kachim, Kosher V'loyoyla, whether we're talking about Chatas and Pesach or Hashem, well, it's puzzle, right? What is the issue? Is it that you don't have Lishma, or is it that you have a Machshava, Paselas, or Shalai Lishma? Okay. Words, like by Pigel, you wouldn't really have Makom for a doubt. Pigel would be the bad Machshava, having in mind Shalai Bim Koimai. Because Pigel, I mean, after all, I mean, if you had nothing in mind, it's fine. You don't have to be thinking about what you're going to do by Zrika, right? You don't need anything about that. You need now to do a Shechita. But, so the Brisker Rav says a huge Chiddush. Because without the Brisker Rav, we're unaware of something called the Machshava Paselos. Without the Brisker Rav, we always understand Lishma as a positive element, and Shalom Lishma as something that's missing the positive. Like we had the Shagas Aryeh, Mitzvah Tzriches Kavona. He puts them in the same parasha. Mitzvah Tzriches Kavona and Lishma by Kachem. Right? By a mitzvah, okay, the problem of a mitzvah, if you hold Mitzvah Tzriches Kavona, if you don't have Kavona, is not that you have a bad Kavona. Actually, if you have Kavona not to be Yotze, even if everybody else is not Yotze. It's that you don't have the positive Kavona. You don't have the Kavona to be Yotze mitzvah. Brisker Rav came out Lamaisa with his Chiddush, that besides for the regular Shaloi Lishma that you have in Kol HaTerekula, by other mitzvahs, there's a new din, Machshava Paiselos B'Kachim. This is probably the most famous Brisker Rav in Kachim. It's a sheet. And he brings many diukim why he holds that way. Primarily, the fact that we see throughout Shas, by Kachim, there's such a thing called a Lishma v'shaloi lishma, right? Yishach the carbon, lishma v'shaloi lishma, right? Which basically means I have in mind it should be an oil, and I'm also having a shaloi lishma kavana. So the Brisker Rav says, if you're going to tell me that the whole idea of lishma is only what you're missing, so who cares that you have that plus? If you have lishma plus shaloi lishma, who cares? Why would that impact the carbon? That's really the main, that I would say is the strongest raya that the Brisker Rav has to create this new chiddush, that it must be that Shaloi Lishma is Machshava Peiselas, and therefore you can have two of them sitting in the same train, and it's going to become possible. You have a beautiful Shaloi Lishma sitting there, but you have a neighbor right next to it, Shaloi Lishma, and that's making the carbon possible. If you're going to tell me the only problem with Shaloi Lishma is that you don't have the Lishma, I have it. That's the main raya of the Brisker Rav to say his Chiddush. Because without that, it would be a huge Chiddush to say that there's a new concept called, because by definition, Lishma is a positive thing. Lishma is a positive thing. L'shem is a positive thing. But there's a Gemara in Menachos that talks about the fact that you have to die the tzitzis, the tchelis lishma. You have to die the tchelis lishma. Requires lishma. Now the Gemara talks about if somebody makes the die l'ti'ima for other reasons. Not for the purpose of tzitzis. So the Gemara talks about whether that the fact that it's Tfilin Lishma. So Tosfos comes here. Let me just get you the Tosfos. Tosfos is Menachos on that sugya. Membeis on Membeis. Here, Tosfos Divrei Hamashul. Matam Tima Poselus. Tosfos says like this: Im Tzevei Achut Leshem Tzitzis. Right. Uleshem Tima. He has in mind both kavanas. Lishma shalom lishma. Zok toisvis. Havi, it's possible. Havi kemincha shekomtza lishma v'shalom lishma the possible. Mamish not like the Briskarov. Briskarov is telling us that this regular shalom lishma that you have by mitzvahs, that is not what we're talking about by kachim. By kachim, it's a machshava priselis. My raya is shalom lishma. If it's only the lack of a positive, it should be good. Okay, so here, Briskarov, you have a Tosfos. Tosfos is talking about Tchelis, not talking about Kotcher. Clearly, by Tchelis, there's also such thing as Machshav HaPaselis. And there, Tosfos says that if you have in mind when you're making the die, L'shem Tzitzis, U'L'shem Dover Acha, Pusel. So Tosfos, why? Because it's like a Mincha, Shekomtza, L'shma, V'shalay L'shma. According to the Briskarov, there's no analogy. According to the Briskarov, by Tchelos it should be kosher. Because there all you need is the positive. And by Mincha it's possible because you have Machshava Priselos.
By Tchelos they don't contradict each other, right? It's one and one. It could be for two purposes, no? By kosher, by anything else, you say, I don't have a Machshava.
Yeah, but if you hold Ein Brera... So they, in a way, they do contradict each other. Because unless you hold Yesh Brera, where you could say later, okay, I'm taking this for that, and if you hold Ein Brera, it means we just have one die here. So the die has in it both kavanas. What I'm saying is it's not a contradiction because the Briskarov is telling us, it's not a contradiction because Lishmar is a positive by mitzvahs. Lishmar is a positive, and Shalei Lishmar is just the absence of a positive. That's his whole point, the Briskarov. That's why he's saying by kachem it has to be something different. But Tosfos is integrating it. The shaloi lishma of kachem and the shaloi lishma of mitzvahs. No. Rabbi Chanan Vassaman does. Rabbi Chanan holds that there's a raya, the opposite of the Briskarov. Rabbi Chanan first of all learns not like the Briskarov. He learns shaloi lishma conventional. Like it is in Kol HaTorah Kula. Shaloi Lishma is a lack of a positive. Lack of a positive. The Briskarov is asking his question. So what's the problem if you have Lishma and Shaloi Lishma? So here Rabbi Chanan says like this. This is in the Kovet Shirim. He says like this. The lishma amivur bekol mokim hu iyan shel yichud. Lishma means to be miyachet, to designate something for that purpose, which is the way we would all understand it. You're designating for sefer Torah, designating for tefillin, designating for tzitzis. That's what it is. That's designation. He says, uliyachet dover biinon lishma greda. He says designation needs to be pure. Once you have in mind for this and for that, it's not designation. Designation means this is what it's designated for. If I say, well, I'm going to use it for this and for this, so then it's not just for this. Once it's not just for this, it's for every. It's like somebody says, I'm using it. We would all understand if somebody would dye something blue. And he would say, I have in mind for anything that's needed to be blue, that's what it's designated for. That would not be lishma. Why not? It's also for tzitzis. That's not called designated. Zokt Rebbe Chanan also is a deficiency in designation. Designation, by definition, means exclusivity. Exclusivity is part of designation. That's his point. And Mimele, he throws away the whole Briskarov's raya from Lishma and Shalai Lishma. Because the whole Brisker of Zerayah is assuming that Lishma. But again, I'll explain to you why the Brisker of, where Brisker of was coming from. Brisker of wasn't learning Lishma's Miyachet. Lishma is just like a positive Kavanah. I want to use it with Mitzvah. Rabbi Chanan is learning that Lishma becomes a chelik of the Heftza. You're designating this item. This is what it's for, specifically. Right? So he says, in that, Lishma and Shalom Lishma contradict each other. Now, Tosis is very Lishmak. Tosis says, just like by Kachim, we see that this is not called designation. Having in mind Lishem Kachim and Lishem, another thing, is a chesaron in designation. Is Zuadin by Tzitzis. That's a Bukhan. And Lamaisa, we learned like a Bukhan. If you remember, we came out that it's not a Machshav HaPiselis. It could be that there's a din that passels the carbon, the fact that it's Shalei Lishma, it could be a psul called Shalei Lishma, but that psul is riding on the fact that you have the chsaron of the Lishma. And that's really what this Rebbe Elchanan is saying over here. So it comes out that there's really now three possibilities. Till the Brisker of came around, said there's two possibilities. Either Lishma is a positive kavana, or Shalei Lishma is a negative kavana that gets installed in the carbon. Rebbe Chana is coming with a third possibility, third option. Third option is Lishma is a designation. And designation, by definition, it requires, it should be exclusively for that purpose. It needs designation. And that's alone apostles. If something lacks designation, that's apostles by the areas where it's required, by kachim, by other, that's what comes out. No, I'm saying is, it's a third way in relativity to the Briskerov's position of what the two options are. Briskerov was saying there are two options. Either Lishma is a positive, it's either positive, or Shalei Lishma is a negative. Those are the two ways. That's how the Briskerov sees it. Rebbe Chanan is giving us a third way to learn, which true, if this is what you're trying to say, it's really a categorization of how the Brisker Rav is learning a positive and negative. But the Brisker Rav is learning positive just means Lishma. Like we'll call it God, let's make it easy. The Brisker Rav is learning Lishma is either Gavra or Heftza. Okay, that's the way I'll put it to you. Okay? Now the Brisker Rav is learning either it's a din positive, you have to have in mind Lishma. That's a positive mitzad the Gavra. Or Shalei Lishma is a apostles that's howling the carbon of Shalei Lishma. Rebbe Chanan is saying, you know what? It could be a heftza, and it could also be something to do with positive, because the heftza requires designation. And the mele, if it lacks designation, you're missing in the heftza of the carbon. That's why when I say third way, I mean it's another way to look at what Lishma is accomplishing. The third way, what Lishma is accomplishing. That's the way what comes out from this Rebbe Chanan. Now, once we have the Rebbe Chanan, we can go to where the Rambam got his din, and then we'll get out of the Zohar. It shouldn't take us more than another 10 minutes to get this clear. If the Chalom doesn't mind, we'll go a couple of minutes over. The Yerushalmi, the Rambam's mocker, by the way, to what he says, is really a Yerushalmi. It's a Yerushalmi. In other words, where the Rambam came and he said, it's a Svara, it's as though you did it by Zrik. I mean, we struggled a lot on this 2 weeks ago when we were talking about where the Rambam got this from, how does it work, if it's as though you did it by Zrika, what happens if you don't do the Zrika at all, the Sfasemes, somebody else did the Zrika, they did the Zrika Lishma, we went through all these possibilities. Rabbi Steinemann speaks about this. Really, the Rambam is a Yerushalmi. So I'll just read you the relevant Yerushalmi to this. The Yerushalmi is in Pesachim. It's found in the second parak in Pesachim. Over there, the Yerushalmi brings our Machlokes Rabbi Echron Shlokesh. Machloik is whether Machashvin may avoid al avoid. And Yerushalmi reads, I'll just take the part that's negiah to us. Yerushalmi says like this. Yafinu mi pigul. So first the Yerushalmi goes like the Bavli. We learn from pigul. Just like pigul, Machashvin may avoid al avoid. Hu adin by Shalei Lishma, Machashvin may avoid al avoid. Says the Yerushalmi like this. Shver, mintarti mili loy domi. Yerushalmi asks, there are two reasons why Mechashin me'avoid el-avoid is not similar to Pigul.
Two reasons. So Yerushalmi says, what's the two reasons? Pigol im shachal amanas lekabel chutzlus manoi. Okay. Lo yavi pigol. V'shachal amanas lekabel shalo yishmo yavi posel. Okay. That's one. That's a halachic distinction. And then the Yerushalmi says, another distinction. Shachal amanas lekabel shalo yishmo. Choshev amanas lekabel chutzlus manoi yavi pigol. Which is what our Gemara said. Meaning, if you had a mind to be makter shaloi lishma, while you're being makter lishma, it wouldn't pass. Anyway, the Yerushalmi says, we can't learn from people. There's no equivalency to people. Yerushalmi says, therefore, Zok to Yerushalmi, Omer Avbo, Yishim Dahavi, Kemoi lishmoi, Vishaloi lishma. So Rav Bo comes and he says that when you shech the carbon, this really goes to the chakira we had at day one. We were analyzing. Machashim Yavin Levaida, what does that mean? Is that a psul zrika? Or is that a psul shchita? In other words, is it that now we look at it, that later when you do the zrika, shalai lishma? Or do we look at it now, the shchita shalai lishma? Because you're having in mind a bad machshava about zrika, it's happening now. So the Yerushalmi, Rav Bo says that the reason for Rav Yochanan of Mechash and Me'avoida La'avoida is Mishum the Havi Kimei Lushmoi V'Shaloi Lushmoi. That's the problem. So in other words, it's as though when you shechted, you are having two kavanas, Lushma and Shaloi Lushma. That's the reason why it's possible. So nothing to do, we learn from Pigel. We don't learn from Pigel. But the fact that you're thinking now while you're shechting the Chattas, and while you're shechting the chattas, you have in mind that you're going to spritz the blood. L'shem oila. So you're thinking now about oila. So it's like you're shechting l'shem chattas or l'shem oila. That's what Yerushalmi is saying. It's like you're shechting for both. In fact, Yerushalmi, in Cain, shechat shaloi lo'ochlov amanas lizrek lo'ochlov. If you shechted it, if that's the case, shechat shaloi lo'ochlov amanas lizrek lo'ochlov, Lahavi kemoi lo'echlo v'shaloi lo'echlo v'yei kasha. Maridik kasha. The halacha is, if you shech the carbon Pesach, you have in mind la'reilim. It's possible. Because they cannot eat the carbon Pesach. But if you have in mind l'mulim u'la'reilim, it's kosher. Because once you have in mind somebody who could eat the carbon Pesach, that makes the carbon Pesach kosher. Frakti Gemara, in fact, Yerushalmi, so why by Shochtoy Amanas Lizroik? Who cares? You're telling me it's two kavanas? Good. That's Yerushalmi's kash. So, to Yerushalmi Maskone, Rab Chanin Omar, he argues therefore. In other words, Yerushalmi started learning from Pigel, threw that out. Okay, you know, we don't learn from Pigel. It's like two kavanas. That's the case. Then Shochtoy Amanas Lizroik, by Korban Pesach should be okay, because it's like two kavanas. Shami says, Rav Chanina Omar, Rav Chanina comes and says like this. Machshava b'shah shchita al azrika havi ki luchishin b'shah azrika. Not Mr. Rambam. The machshava that you're having at the time of the shchita about the azrika is as though you're having it by the azrika. Okay. That's what the Yerushalmi says. It's as though you're having it by the azrika. That's the conclusion of the Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi basically here gives us three possible options. One option the Yerushalmi throws out, which is the Pigel option. That the Yerushalmi throws out, we can learn from Pigel. The Yerushalmi gives a possibility, it's like two kavanas. And then the Yerushalmi says, no, if that would be the case, then by a type of kavana, where l'shmo, shaloi l'shmo would be kosher, it should be okay. Yerushalmi therefore concludes, no, it's like you're only thinking about the Zrika Kavana. But again, the Yerushalmi's lashon is ki luchishiv b'shah zrika. Right? So that really is the Rambam. So if you want to know where did the Rambam get his sheet that this is verbatim, what the Yerushalmi states. That's what you're talking about. So, but now we have to really dissect the Yerushalmi a little bit. Right. L'chaira, the Yerushalmi's second reason and the Yerushalmi's third reason are the same. They're the same. Because clearly, as we proved,
It's nothing to do with what you're going to do with the time of Zrika. That's not relevant. Right? When you think by Shechita, what you can do by Zrika, it's not relevant what you can do by Zrika. Even if you never spritz it, it's possible. And even if another client spritzes it, it's possible. So it's not that. So it's all happening now. The carbon is becoming possible now. Okay? So the second reason in the Yerushalmi, we understand. It's like you're having two kavanas. Now, you're having two kavanas. Shechita, you're having kavana, and Zrika, you're having kavana. So it's like two kavanas you're having right now. So it's like Lishma and Shalai Lishma. Fine. That we understand. Yerushalmi says, but that doesn't work. Because then that would, any type of machshava, like Shalai Loichlov, which a combined machshava is okay, should be kosher. And it's not. Problem. Yerushalmi says, okay, you know what? It's like you had it Peshah Zrika. It seems almost like the Yerushalmi is just dismissing the kasha, without really giving us any pshat. So what are you telling me? My lishma kavan is gone? Clearly I had a lishma. There's... No, what I'm... But the Zrika never happened. But the Zrika never happened. But it ruins the shechita. Why? Because it's here now too. Right? The kavan of Zrika is here too now too. But the kavan of shechita is also here now too. Which is why the second reason the Yerushalmi says it's like you're having both kavanas. It's like lishma and shaloi lishma. What I'm asking you is a simple question. How could the kavana of Zrika during shechita time be stronger than the shechita itself? Exactly. So lemaisa, if b'shas shechita I had in mind lishma and shaloi lishma, by Korban Pesach, it'll be kosher. That was the whole problem the Yerushalmi had. On the second sheet, right? That was the whole problem the Yerushalmi had on Rav Bo. The problem the Yerushalmi had on Rav Bo is that, okay, let's invite both kavanas. Lishma and the Shaloi Lishma. Fine, so you have both of them here. Good, so it should be kosher. By Pesach. So Yerushalmi, Rav Chanina says, no, it's Ki'ilu, you're having it in mind, B'Shah Zerika. But not B'Shah Zerika, but now it's Shechita time. So it's as though b'shas shechita we're projecting the kavana you're having by Zrika right now. Fine, but you're also now also thinking about lishma.
Yeah, that's not the lishma. The shechita has to progress to where the Zrika is an appropriate Zrika. In other words, if you didn't have anything in mind about Zrika, you just had shechita in mind, that would be fine.
Again, the halach is some psulim get affected by the fact that they exist. Some psulim only affect the carbon if that's the only kavana you have. So by a carbon Pesach, the lo'ichlov and shaloi lo'ichlov does not pass on the carbon. It has to be that you're having in mind only shaloi lo'ichlov. To which the Yerushalmi asks, if that's the case, Yerushalmi's asking, so why in fact does it make the Korban Pesach possible when you have in mind Shechita Amanas Lizroik Shaloi Loichlov? It should be kosher. Because let's take that kavana here that it's here now, but you're also having in mind L'Shem Pesach. So you have two kavanas going on at the same time. So it should be kosher. Yerushalmi says, no, we look at it like you're having the kavana B'Shas Rika. So we already said it can't be we look at B'Shas Rika because Rika never took place. Right? And in fact, B'Shah Zrika, you could have the right kavana. It's still going to be possible. And in fact, you could get another kohen who is pure from beginning to end. Aaron HaKohen could shecht it. L'shem with all the kavanas. It's still going to be possible. So it's happening now by Shechita, which is precisely why Rav Bo said it's like L'shma and Shaloi L'shma. Because I can't dismiss the kavana that you're having in mind L'shem Pesach now. You're also having in mind L'Shem Pesach. I can't dismiss that. So there's two machshavas going on cooking up at the same time. Now, to tell me we only have the Zrika Kavana, that can't be because the Zrika's not here now at all. We're only applying the machshava of Zrika now.
But you can't tell me that I only have a zrika now when I'm shechting, because I'm also shechting. To tell me that the zrika kavana overshadows completely the shechita kavana is totally illogical. Because that means that it's more powerful than if you were shechting and you had a mind, it's okay. Right? But if you're shechting, have in mind zrika shalai loichlov, that overrides, because we're dealing in the shechita itself, that overrides the l'shem shechita. That's illogical, which is, I think, what maybe some of you are trying to say. But that's illogical. It's a statement. I mean, it's he's saying something, but it's, that doesn't really make sense. The Yerushalmi doesn't explain this. The Yerushalmi just says, well, there's no zrika here. Zrika didn't happen. And in fact, it's going to happen with the best purity. Aaron HaKohen just was called in. He's going to do the Zrika L'Shem Pesach. He's going to do it with everything. The Gat L'Metala Kavonis. Right? So we're passing the Shechita because the bad machshava that you had about Zrika during the Shechita. Which is why Rav Bo said, it's like Lishma and Shalai Lishma. It's true, your Shechita is good. You're having a mind. But you're thinking about Zrika. And that thought that you have about Zrika is being poigim the Shechita. It's being poigim the Shechita. That's what he said. It's being poigim the Shechita. So that's the problem. The problem is, how could that be worse? Yerushalmi doesn't explain. Yerushalmi just dismisses it. Says, okay, this third opinion says, you know what? I don't hold like Rav Bo holds, it's a mixture. I don't hold it's Sholant. I hold it's only a Zrika Shalai Lishma. Okay, but how does that, what's the pshat? What's the hezbrah though? It's very, very difficult. Very difficult. Just looking at the lashon of the Yerushalmi doesn't really give any clarity as to what his sheet is. Okay. So here's what I think we could say to explain this a little more clear. Using Rabbi Chanan's approach. Okay, using Rabbi Chanan's approach, which is that Shalai Lishma is always possible because you lack designation. That's why it's possible. Shalai Lishma is possible because you lack designation. And that's why Lishma and Shalai Lishma is also normally possible because you lack designation. That's the problem. Now, when do you have the ability to designate or to undesignate? During the Dalet Avodas. During the four Avodas, you have the ability to either designate the carbon, Lishma, or if you hold stomach, Lishma, just doing it stam is also works, or you have the ability during that time to undesignate, right? To undesignate the carbon, make it possible with Yishalai Lishma. The psul is that you're undesignated. You can only do that during an avodah. That's when the carbon is up for designation. That's when the carbon is available to be designated or undesignated. Those are the options. Now, Rav Yochanan comes, Rav Yochanan says like this. Rav Yochanan says, "B'chashem me'avod l'avod." B'chashem me'avod l'avod means once you do shechita, once you do your first avodah, right? All four avoiders are available for designation. It's like the boxes, you got your sheet now. Right? You have a sheet. Check off. Designate. Rabbi Yochanan holds that sheet comes in with four boxes. When you're shechting, there's four boxes. The animal now has four buttons on it. It starts. In other words, if you were just walking with the behemoth and you said, you know, I want to designate. It's not up for designation at this moment. But when you shech the behemah, at that moment that you're shechting the behemah, or at that moment that you're makabel the blood, or at that moment that you're being meilich the blood, or at that moment that you're spritzing the blood, all the boxes are lit up for you to designate the korban as whatever you can designate it for. That's really the nafkamina between Teretz Beis and the Yerushalmi, Teretz Gimel Yerushalmi.
The second opinion of Yerushalmi, you said, you know, it's like there's a mixed kavana. He just looks at it like there is no box of Zrika now available. It's not available. It's not here now. All there is is Shechita. Just what? While you're shechting it, the fact that you're thinking it spritz the blood, for that, it's as though you're thinking about the Shechita Shalai Lishma. You're also thinking Shechita Lishma. So it's like Lishma Shalai Lishma. I have a box called Zrika. Yeah, but that's not lit up now. That's not, that box is not available for you to designate or undesignate. That's what Rav Bor said. Comes Rav Chanina. He says, if that's the case, then it should be limited to things which become puzzle in that way. But things that don't get undesignated by you having a mixture of kavana, your line of reasoning doesn't work. Therefore, we have to re-evaluate what you're saying. And we have to go to another higher level, and we have to say no. When you're shechting, all four boxes of designation are available. You now can designate the carbon. The carbon requires to be designated l'shem shechita, l'shem kabbalah, l'shem halacha, and l'shem zrika. All of those four boxes now are available for your designation at the kohen's disposal. So if the kohen is shechting and he pushes the zrika, he now designated the carbon l'shem zrikas. It's not a psul zrika. It's a psul designation. He designated the animal as such that it's not designated l'shem zrika. L'shem zrika's kutch. L'shem zrika's chatas. So now it's psul on its designation. That's the third teretz in the Yerushalmi.
And what happens the next avodah?
Right? Forget the next avodah. It's not a psul avodah. It's a psul designation. The avodah is just the time when a person has the ability to designate. Too late. What happened? I'm asking you, forget that for a moment. What happened? You shechted al manas lezrik shalai lishma?
No.
I'm talking about his case. What happened in your case?
Either way,
we're learning a sugi now, right? We're learning a sugi called mechashim me'avod l'avod. I'm explaining now what Mechashim Me'avod L'Avod is. So you can't talk about, you can talk whatever you like, but I'm saying, that's what I'm talking about here. So are you asking me now, Mechashim Me'avod L'Avod? So the way I just explained to you is very simple. The Yerushalmi is telling us that Mechashim Me'avod L'Avod means that when you're shechting the animal, just like the Psul Shalei L'Shma, which Rabbi Elchanan is explaining to us, is that you're being Me'yachad the carbon for something other than what it's aimed for. So not only do you have the ability now to designate the shechita not for the proper carbon, the zrika is also on the table, available to be designated. Once you do it, so the carbon now has been undesignated. So it's possible. So now Zev is asking, well, let's get the zrika. It's too late. Just like if you shechted shalai lishma. Beautiful.
Now you come to the next, the Zrika now. Remember, the Shechita already, you designated everything. Now you come to Zrika by the second Avoda, and now you say, no, now I don't want the Zrika to be good. I'll turn around and say, but you already designated by the Shechita that the Zrika is good. Or, Fater, you can turn around and say, maybe by the Zrika, now I don't want the Machshava that I had.
I think we're missing one simple point here. Be'etzem, you'd be able to designate your. Let me change it. What you're asking, okay? What Zev is asking like this. I'm going to change. He's not going to ask this, but I'm going to make believe he asked this. What, according to Rav Yochanan, mechashim me'avod l'avod. So let's say a guy shechted the carbon lishma. Wasn't a big lamdan. He wasn't thinking about zrika at all. Okay. Now he came to zrika. He spritzed it lishma too. But now he had in mind that the shechita should be shalei lishma. That's not what you asked, but so why can't that make it possible? If you hold mechashim me'avod l'avodah, why can't that make it possible? Because that Because once the avoida happens, this carb, the carbon has lights.
Right.
Let's make it mamish like buttons. Okay? The buttons fall off once history is past it. Just okay, so you shechted that buttons off, now there's three buttons left. By the way, everybody agrees that once you shech the behemah, the shechita ability of designation is gone. That is no machlekes. One second. The only reason why now you can't make it possible by shechita is because the button's gone. Not because I already pressed shechita lishma. 1 second. Not because once you put the button on, you can't put it off. You're right, Zev. You could stand all day and go like this. You could do all day. So long that the button is there. Once the button's removed, it's gone. So shechita, it gets removed by you doing that avoda. You didn't hear what I said. Once you did the avoda, right or wrong, it's not even relevant if it was right or wrong. You could have done the avoda wrong. It's still too late to have another. Let's say I had a kavana, a bad kavana by shechita. But it happened to be, it wasn't a kavana of pigul, it was a kavana for something else. And now I want to go back to shechita during the zrika time and have a different bad machshava about shechita. 1 second, it's too late. You know why? Because shechita is gone. So mele shechita can no longer be dealt with. The question is not, till when could you put the switch on off? You definitely cannot put the switch on off after the avoid the past. Question is, when can you start putting the switch off? We know when you can stop putting the switch off is once it's past that time in history. Once the shechit is gone, you can't. There's no more switch to go like this anymore. What? 1 second. You can't play with that switch anymore because it's not there. Surely you can only play with the switch as the switch is there. Once you shech that the shechita switch is gone. Once you mekabel blood is gone. The shaila is only, when does the switch show up on the screen to be able to be shut off? Not when does it go away. We know when it goes away. It goes away after the avoida. As soon as you do that avoida, you can't manipulate it anymore. Just like the Ran says in Gittin, which we spoke about Shlema a couple of weeks ago, once you have a Sefer Torah kosher, you can't say, well, I want to make it a Sefer Torah puzzle. Sorry, it is what it is. Once you have a Sefer Torah puzzle, you can't make it kosher. That we have no shaila. We know when the expiration is. We don't know when the beginning, when can you start undesignating. Designate, let me get something clear. Designation is from the first moment when you say, I raise a oila. You're designating it for an oila. Question is, when can you manipulate it? So Rabbi Yechanan says, may avoid or avoid it. Once the first light goes on, shechita, all the lights are on. You could turn the zrika light off too. So now, you undesignated it. Okay? Now you want to come later and say, well, you know what? I want to make it kosher. Sorry, sir, it's possible. It's possible. It's not it's over, it's possible. The behemoth is possible now. It's possible. It's not available for that anymore. That's the lumdus of Rabbi Yechanan. And the Mela, that's what the Rambam is saying now. It's very geschmack. Where's the kasha? Why does the Rambam say kilu zorka? There's no zrika. The Rambam doesn't mean it's like you did the avoid of zrika. The Rambam's talking about the designation. The Rambam says, as though you had the kavanah by zrika.
That's how final it is.
But not that it's like you did it. So therefore, it has both advantages. A psul which can only happen during the time of shechita, like shloi lo echov, right? For that, machshavas shloi lo echov for zrika is better by shechita than it is by zrika. You know why? Because that machshava is only a paslus during the time of shechita. So if that button is available then to be manipulated, shloi lo echov, it's the only time that you'd be able to make it possible. In other words, so if you had in mind Zrika Shalei Lo'echlov, at the time of Zrika wouldn't be possible anyway. You know why? Because it's too late. Because the meat already became Mutar B'Achila for the Eichlov. It's too late. But here you have a case where the Zrika button was on, was able to be manipulated at the time of the Shechita. So Memela, that's the reason why by Korban Pesach it makes it possible. It's ironic. But the way we're explaining, it's not ironic. Because we were saying, well, what's going on here? How do you have a zrika, shchita l'shem zrika, that's possible by Korban Pesach, when if you actually did the zrika, shaloi l'shem oichlav will be kosher? The teretz is, the reason why shaloi l'shem oichlav by zrika doesn't prevail is because it's too late, because the meat, because the matter of the meat was already done. But here I had a way to manipulate the designation of zrika at the time of shchita, when the meat was not yet mutter. Okay, you know what? I tried. We'll need one more week. I'm sorry. I really tried.
You had a right machshava for zrika at the time of shchita, right? And then when you're actually doing the zrika, you have a bad machshava. What would happen?